So, even as we considered the gospel going out to all the nations, that was actually our Lord's last commission to his disciples, was for them to go and make disciples of all nations. And next is baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and then teaching them to observe all that he has commanded. That does mean that there's more to learn as a disciple after you identify with Jesus. There is more to go, more to obey, more to learn to obey after identifying with Jesus. And so we actually take that very seriously and even then are willing to and encouraging of younger people confessing their faith in Christ, anticipating that they then still have the rest of their lives to continue to learn to follow Jesus. So I got baptized when I was 7, and turns out I didn't know all of the things about following Jesus when I was 7. And yet we trust by God's grace that he continues to grow us and teach us and conform us to the image of his Son whenever we get started on that path. So we have two young ladies who have already passed the test. This isn't a test. I'm going to ask them some questions. They're going to be able to demonstrate that they do put their faith in Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. But these are so that you know and can hear their testimony of faith, not because I'm still waiting or the elders are still waiting to know if they really do believe or not. These are beach ball questions. This is not a test. So that you can know that they love Jesus and are identified with him. And then we all have the privilege to keep helping them grow in their walk with Christ for however many years we all have left. So we'll start with our first young lady. Okay, Primrose, you want to tell us your name?
Primrose?
Yeah. I kind of gave it away. Yeah. Good. So, Primrose, why do you want to be baptized?
Because I love God and I want to take communion with everybody.
Okay. You love God. You want to take communion with everybody. Awesome answer. Good. Okay, so when we take communion, we have bread and we have a cup, right? And that is supposed to remind us of Jesus's body and blood. And what did Jesus do for us?
He died on the cross for sins.
Okay, he died on the cross for our sins. Good. So what is a sin? Well, what does it mean to sin? Is there another word for that?
Mm-mm.
Yeah, okay. Like disobey? Is that what a sin is?
Yeah.
Okay. Where does God tell us what's a sin? Did he give us like a book?
In the Bible.
In the Bible, right? And he actually says that all of us have sinned. So have you sinned?
Yes.
Yeah. All of us too means me as well. I have sinned. And when we sin, what do we deserve?
Spankings.
Spankings, yes. And ultimately, the Bible says the wages of sin, like what you get from sin, is death. So Jesus died so that then we don't have to die like that for our sins. Now, is Jesus still dead?
No.
No, what happened to him?
He died for our sins and was on the third day.
That's right. He died for our sins and rose again on the third day. So we have Resurrection Sunday or Easter. We remember that he rose from the dead. And even when we have communion, we're remembering that he died, but also that he rose, so he's going to come back for us. So you believe in Jesus?
Yes.
Yep. You believe that he died on the cross for your sins?
Yes.
And you want everybody to know that?
Yes.
Because that's scary. Look at all these people who are going to know that you are a Christian. You want them all to know. Yep. Okay. I mean, me too. I want everybody to know that I am with Jesus. And baptism is what one of the ways that Jesus says we actually are testifying to our faith in him. So good. Primrose, she's still here. Based on your testimony of faith, I baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Okay, I don't want to give away that your name is Clara, but if you tell everybody what your name is first.
Clara.
Okay. Good. Clara, why are you here right now?
To get baptized.
Okay. Why do you want to get baptized?
Because I want everybody to know that I'm a Christian.
You want all these people to know that you're a Christian? Yeah, okay, good. So let's talk about what it means to be a Christian. A Christian is a person who believes some things, in particular about somebody named Jesus. So what do you believe about Jesus?
That he died on the cross and rose again for our sins.
Okay, he died on the cross for our sins and he rose again. Good, so sin is like what? Can you think of an example of a sin?
Disobeying.
Disobeying, yeah. So like disobeying God obviously is a sin. And he says, obey your parents. And so if we don't obey our parents, that's a sin. If we lie, that's a sin. These are all sins, right? And when we sin, what do we deserve?
To die.
To die. Which is why it's such good news that God sent his son to die in our place, right? Yeah. Now, you already answered this question, but is Jesus still dead?
No.
No, what happened to him?
He rose again.
He rose again, right? We celebrate that. Really, every Sunday, but also especially on Easter or Resurrection Sunday. Good. And so you want these people to know that you believe in Jesus. So you're a sinner?
Yeah.
Yeah. And you trust in Jesus to pay the penalty for your sin?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then you want to have communion with all of us?
Yeah.
Yeah. And we get to do that every week to remember what Jesus did and that he's coming again for us.
Yeah.
Yeah, good. Clara, based off of your testimony, I baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. All right, how amazing it is to have our own little baptism pool, not have to be out in a stream, though that would be, we'd do that if that's what God gave us, but what a fun thing to be able to do it whenever we want on a Sunday. And thank you all for being an encouragement to them. So I'm going to pray for them, and then Jonathan's going to come lead in a song. Let me pray. Father, thank you for Primrose and Clara, for the Kuleshovs and for the Bones, for houses where your name is spoken, your son's name is lifted up and honored, and even for them, their participation in this church body where we love to remember what Jesus has done and proclaim that news in such a way that then Primrose and Clara want in. So we give thanks for your work in their hearts. We ask that even today, as they have obeyed your son's command to be baptized and to publicly identify with him, that you would bless that obedience and that you would continue, even in their young lives, to keep raising them in love for you through Jesus, that you would, in fact, encourage them to learn to obey more and more, not as a earning of eternal life, but as a witness to their faith in your Son. Again, thank you for this opportunity, the privilege it is to listen to young voices confess that they want to be with you all through the work of your Son. Encourage all of us to remember our baptisms and all of the spiritual blessings and privileges that you have given to us by grace. Thank you again for your Son. We pray in his name. Amen.